German food deserves more credit. Chef Jeremy Nolan and his wife, pastry chef Jessica Nolan, are making that happen with their book, New German Cooking. They've elevated a cuisine often accused of being heavy and dull. Well, there's nothing dull about their dishes. Jeremy is executive chef at three Philadelphia eateries, including the much-awarded Brauhaus Schmitz. Jeremy, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Jeremy, in this country, we have ideas about German food, but in this book, you have a different take.
Well, I think it's something at the restaurant, like we have such a good mix of traditional and modern German, and there's no real books on, you know, modern German cooking, and it's just something we were trying to show Americans that there's a different side to German food, that it's not all sausage, sauerkraut, schnitzel, and meat and potatoes, that there's a lot more vegetables and, you know, lighter, cleaner flavors. And I think our goal is to make, you know, people aware that there's much more to German food.
Well, now, let's talk about your dishes. You've got to do a veggie tour for me, okay?
Right.
Tell me about the sauerkraut potato gratin.
It's a really interesting dish because I think, like, Germans love, like, the sour flavor, like sauerbraten, you know, the beef that's, you know, marinating in vinegar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just something like, you know, potato gratin is such a, you know, warm, comforting dish. And, you know, I just want to kind of change it up a little bit. And sauerkraut being such a German ingredient, you know, kind of made sense. So we put it together and, you know, the results were really great. It has that, like, little bit of acidity that cut, like, the fat and the cream and all that stuff. And it came out really nice.
The other thing, on the other end of the spectrum, you know, as opposed to the warm, comfort, lush, plush, you do a radish salad, and it has orange, and it has sheep cheese.
Yeah, I mean, that dish was kind of something that was taking a radish salad that would be traditional in German food. And, you know, sometimes it'll just be a vinaigrette or something. We were just trying to make it a little more exciting. And, you know, that's where the oranges came in and stuff like that.
It sounds delicious. It really does. What are some of the other vegetable dishes?
There's a bunch of salads in there. You know, the kohlrabi salad, I think, is a really good one because I think it's a salad that would be good as a side, like, say, if you were grilling meats or something like that, because it has, like, that black garlic and sour cream dressing, so it's really, like, cool and refreshing.
Mm.
And, you know, kohlrabi is such a German ingredient. I mean, there's no English word for it, put it that way.
That's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about that. A wheat beer vinaigrette with roasted parsnips. How did you come up with that? Is that something that's a tradition, or is that Jeremy inventing?
No, that's definitely something that I came up with. I mean, I think beer, for us, like, we're a big beer hall. Like, we have 30 beers on tap, so we're always trying to use beer to cook with. And, you know, I think because we have so much, we're always looking for ways to use it. And the wheat beer, it just came out really nice because, you know, it has a nice, like, yeasty wheat flavor to it. And, you know, it's really nice and light.
What kind of dishes will you be doing in the spring, you know, as we see these new vegetables coming in?
A lot of asparagus. The white variety is the most popular in Germany. In Germany, it's called Spargel. Spargel means asparagus, but it always refers to the white asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
If they're talking about green, they would specify because the green asparagus is not nearly as common as white. So the whole month of May, we always do a Spargel Fest, and we feature asparagus in, like, every type of dish. We even made a creme brulee with white asparagus once.
Really? How was it?
It was surprisingly good.
One other dish that really grabbed my imagination is, I think of it as pickled chicken. Can you talk a bit about this dish?
Yeah, I mean, that was something that, you know, we go through so many pickles at the restaurant, like all kinds of different pickles. And that was basically a result of having a lot of pickle brine left over and trying to figure out how to use it. And, you know, we were coming up with ideas like, you know, one was that pickleback that was popular for a while. It's like a shot of whiskey followed by pickle juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not our thing because, you know, we're a German beer hall, not a bar. So we were kind of come up with ideas and we started using that to brine stuff. And chicken ended up being the best one. So we mixed it with a Pilsner beer and the pickle juice, and, you know, that was the best result out of all the other things that we tried to brine.
It sounds really delicious. Well, what kind of beer do you like to cook with?
German beer, definitely. German beers are not as hoppy as a lot of American beers, and I think those are the best ones to cook with because the hops will get bitter if you cook it. A lot of the German beers are a lot maltier and have a little sweeter profile, especially like Bock beers.
Uh-huh.
And I think those are the best ones to cook with because they won't get really bitter.
So use the Bock beers. Jeremy, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lynn.
Jeremy Nolan is co-author with his wife, Jessica Nolan, of New German Cooking. Now, you'll find their recipe for semolina noodles with Savoy cabbage and onions, as well as their radish salad, on the website, splendidtable.org.